You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. When a union goes on strike, workers are left relying on their savings, side jobs, or family members for support and to meet their basic day-to-day living expenses. That's where a union's strike fund comes into play. It's a reserve established by a union to provide financial support or strike pay to its members. Members' dues finance these funds. According to Tom Strickland, Secretary Treasurer of Teamsters Local 662 in Green Bay, a robust strike fund sends a message to employers.
Should you not do the right thing by your employees, you know, we have financial support behind us.
Strickland added that strike funds don't just give workers financial support. These relief funds also provide health coverage.
It's not just really the strike fund. Our health people stepped up to provide health care coverage while our members are striking. So it's not just a strike fund, it's also our union health plans.
Wisconsin has seen several strikes this year. Members of UAW Local 95 in Janesville began striking at Mercy Health East Clinic in July. The workers are demanding better pay, improvements to working conditions, and affordable health care. That strike starts its third month today. But in direct contrast is a large group of workers from W&W Dairy in Monroe. About half of the cheesemaker's employees walked out in early August. A union does not represent these workers, and they do not have the protections of a strike fund. When UAW Local 291 was on strike at Cummins in Oshkosh earlier this year, union president Ryan Compton said the strike fund was able to keep workers afloat during their 3.5 month strike. But the support wasn't just financial.
You know, it's a big morale booster. When you're out for 14 weeks or whatever it was, of course, you know, it's man on you financially. But at least, man, it helps a lot to keep on fighting.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The Brewers are back home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Phillies at American Family Field. The crew back from Toronto following a performance they'd like to forget. An 8-4 loss to the Blue Jays. They got off to a good start. William Contreras with a 2-run homer in the first, his 17th of the season. But a fielding error in the third, allowing 3 runs scored. Then base running mistakes at third base and home plate. Pat Murphy miffed.
You can't play defense like that and base run like that, and we can't play like that and win, especially against a team so good as the Blue Jays. So chalk it up to we haven't played like that in a while, but very uncharacteristic, but unacceptable. Certainly unacceptable. That's not us, but it was today.
NFL, the Packers back at work today, getting ready to host the Lions this Sunday. Basketball, the Bucks have brought back Thanasis Antetokounmpo, the brother of Giannis, on a 1-year contract. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people might say Alan Ritchson is an up-and-comer. Others say he's arrived. Either way, he is the star of what looks like a really cool new film that is not afraid to take a few risks. Motor City premiered at the Venice Film Festival last week. Set in 1970s Detroit, Ritchson plays a man framed for a crime he did not commit and loses everything and seeks revenge. We've seen the story before, but not in a film that only has 5 lines of dialogue and will rely on action, story, and what Deadline.com says is an excellent soundtrack. More Ritchson news. With his towering stature, he is a natural fit to play a superhero. There are talks in the DC universe that he could play Batman at some point. Director and DC co-CEO James Gunn, who recently directed Superman, is in the process of looking for a new Bruce Wayne for their highly anticipated Batman the Brave and Bold. Ritchson says he does not see himself playing Batman, but he's a huge fan of Gunn's and very open to ending up somewhere in the DC world. The longest tenured female cast member on Saturday Night Live is exiting the show ahead of season 51. Heidi Gardner has decided to leave after 8 seasons. You might know her as the cast member who played a roundtable discussion host who cracked up uncontrollably during the Beavis and Butthead sketch with Ryan Gosling. Gardner is the 4th cast member who has either left or been let go ahead of the new season after executive producer Lorne Michaels promised to shake up the cast. Gardner has also been seen recently on the Apple TV show Shrinking opposite Harrison Ford and Jason Segel. She's also appeared in an episode of You on Netflix during its final season. The sitcom Girls 5 Eva and Adam Sandler's 2020 2022 basketball flick Hustle. Gardner told Craig Ferguson on his podcast that she was thinking about leaving the show due to sketch fatigue and wanted to do more long-form entertainment. Translation, Lauren Michaels is not giving her more money. Ron Howard and Henry Winkler have a long history together that all started on the show Happy Days. When the show first came on, Howard was the star, but as Winkler's popularity rose as Fonzie, the producers almost changed the show's title to Fonzie's Happy Days. Despite this rubbing Howard the wrong way, the two remained friends, and Winkler recently recalled how he felt when he was informed Howard was leaving the show. According to People magazine, Winkler said he got a phone call during a taping where Howard said, "In 10 minutes, it's going to become public, but I'm leaving Happy Days." Winkler said it was like his life was over, but he knew that Howard always wanted to direct. Shortly after leaving the show, Howard directed his first big studio film, Night Shift, and says he offered Winkler either of the two lead roles. Winkler ended up playing the sad sack director of the New York City morgue opposite Michael Keaton. As good as Winkler is, I could not see him playing Billy Blaze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be a sunny, pleasant Labor Day. Mostly sunny, up to 77 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.